I think he called it a sofa and let it go.
Mm-hmm. And did you have something, you say you had the closets walled in. Did you have something to keep your clothes in that was not built in?
They didn't have much of that. You go through those houses at Holly Springs.
Mm-hmm.
You go through a lot of them. There's one I think called the Magnolias, I think it is. You go through those on those pilgrimages and you didn't find many closets. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they didn't have them. Because
what did they keep their clothes in instead?
Well, they had wardrobes. And wardrobes, wardrobes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one back yonder that was left here when I came here, and I know a woman couldn't say wardrobe. She said wardrobe. And she called pencil petra.
Mm.
And I don't know what made her say that, but anyway, they had some of those wardrobes had mirrors in their doors.
Mm-hmm.
Long mirrors, the whole side was glass, and it was plate glass too. It wasn't just
any drawers in them.
Did the little drawers down at the bottom.
Bottom.
And one side would be, no, you put anything you wanted in there. One side was shelves, and one side was for clothes. And in the house that we had down here that burned after I married, the dressers were, you don't see one like that now. It'd be a long mirror, go near to the ceiling, two drawers down to bottom, and on one of them was a built a side for a hat box, built in on the dresser. Hat box, built upside of the mirror.
You call that a dresser, the whole thing?
They call the whole thing a dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And in the...
You ever hear of a chiffer robe?
Yeah, we had a chiffer robe too.
That's not the same
thing.
Yeah,
we had a chiffer robe, but they... And they had a... We had a... In the home that burned, we had a... I saw one in a picture not long ago. It had glass up here. And slopes, kind of like that oven there. And then you raise that, and then there were little shelves in there, and then there's a panel of wood that pulled out that you could sit and write on, and then there were two little doors down there that you could store things in. And there's a lot of glass way up, and you could put books in there.
What'd you call that?
Let's see what we did call that. I forgot.
Secretary sound right?
We didn't call it secretary. I was thinking secretary when you said that. It's kind of like a secretary, but that's not what we called it. I can't think of what we called it right now. I will in a minute.
Maybe you'll come back. To go back to the bedroom for a minute, you mentioned a quilt the other day. What did you keep on top of the bed? More for show rather than warmth.
Crocheted bedspread.
Yeah, right.
And fancy quilts.
And
I've crocheted three bedspreads. Got just one left in there. I'll give it to my son when he comes.
Mm-hmm.
We have fancy quilts, so and they're coming back to style.
Mm-hmm. What did you use? Put your head on.
They had pillows and bolsters. B-O-L-S-T-E-R-S, bolsters. And the bolster went the full length of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you covered it up.
Did you ever hear of a pillow sham?
Oh, yes, I've heard of that too. That's what you put on a pillow.
What is a pillow sham?
You just turn it over the pillow. Or you can put the pillow in them.